December 1st. And now as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, our narrative today will be from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. And we'll see here that in Jesus Christ, you have an advocate representing you before God's throne. When you sin, confess it to Him and receive His faithful forgiveness. In Him, you also have an example, and you should walk just as He walked. Ask the indwelling Holy Spirit to make you more like Jesus Christ and saturate yourself with His life as you read the Gospels. From Jesus Christ, you have a commandment to love God's people. The Father gave this commandment to Israel, and the Son to His disciples, and the Spirit enables us to obey it. You see, because of Jesus Christ, you have a family. The members are at different stages of spiritual development, but all can receive the Word and grow. How wonderful it is when the little children become young men and then fathers. You also have some enemies, the world and the false teachers. Christians who love the world lose the enjoyment of the Father's love and the desire to do His will. We overcome the world with God's love and the liars with God's truth. And then, of course, you have a wonderful hope, a sure and steadfast hope, the coming of Jesus Christ. So abide in Him so you'll not be ashamed when He comes. And now let's begin today's reading in the New Testament. December 1st, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. My dear children, I, John, am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if you do sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who pleases God completely. He is the sacrifice for our sins. He takes away not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. And how can we be sure that we belong to Him? By obeying His commandments. If someone says, I belong to God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and does not live in the truth. But those who obey God's word really do love Him. That is the way to know whether or not we live in Him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. Dear friends, I am not writing a new commandment, for it is an old one you have always had right from the beginning. This commandment, to love one another, is the same message you heard before, yet it is also new. This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you, because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining. If anyone says, I am living in the light, but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves other Christians is living in the light and does not cause anyone to stumble. Anyone who hates a Christian brother or sister is living and walking in darkness. Such a person is lost, having been blinded by the darkness. I am writing to you, my dear children, because your sins have been forgiven because of Jesus. I am writing to you who are mature, because you know Christ, the one who is from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young, because you have won your battle with Satan. I have written to you, children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you who are mature, because you know Christ, the one who is from the beginning. I have written to you who are young, because you are strong with God's word living in your hearts, and you have won your battle with Satan. Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love the world, you show that you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only the lust for physical pleasure, the lust for everything we see, and pride in our possessions. These are not from the Father. They are from this evil world. And this world is fading away, along with everything it craves. But if you do the will of God, you will live forever.